Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all.
Oh, yeah, your boy is definitely back. And I have to say, there is a lot going on tonight. You know, let's look at my location, you know, Mother Nature, no joke, got the snow going on now, live on this Friday night, February 7th, 2020, it's Between the Ropes Radio, the first episode of 2020. I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury, and I'm just saying respect this episode. Of course, respect my talented guest, her first ever wrestling podcast. She's the king of Kentucky Zone Wrestling, indeed, my live guest, Miss Ryan Donner. Miss Ryan, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And boom, I just said it in the intro, your first ever podcast. Go ahead, girlfriend. This is doing big things.
Yeah, it's pretty intimidating, not going to lie.
Well, most importantly, it's a Friday night, so I'm pretty sure you're probably happy. I mean, nothing is better than a Friday night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always fun to just be able to talk about wrestling and not have to actually do it, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you let the body relax and, you know, get comfortable. I mean, no getting slammed and hitting the ropes. And, of course, we all know you're the one and only. Of course, like I said before, you are, of course, the king of Kentucky's own wrestling. You own that promotion, and, you know, you get a little bit of time off, so to join me, your boy Ty Ashbury, here on Between the Ropes Radio, and this being your first ever, of course, podcast. Now, we like to party it up here on the ropes. Now, if you're ready for some party time, you ready to do this?
Always.
Now, of course, the first question I got to ask, I mean, Friday night, your first wrestling podcast on a Friday night. So how's the king feeling about that?
I guess I'm intimidated, but also excited. Like I said, it's cool to just always talk about wrestling with other people. Like, I like getting other people's insights on wrestling and anybody else's, want to know about wrestling. Like, I'm always here for it.
Well, and that's called, you know, loving the business. You're giving back to the fans, and well, your opponent's not so sure, because I know we'll talk about this later on in the show. Your opponent's very well better be on the lookout, because a big event's coming up tomorrow, and I want to talk about that later on here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, Miss Ryan, I got to ask you, when I first reached out and said you want to do this show, I saw your name, and I was like, that's a really cool name. Of course, it's spelled, you know, R-I-A-N. And I was like, well, damn, I got to ask her, because I don't want to do a big boo-boo live on the show. But I'm pretty sure, how many compliments do you get on your name? I think it's pretty awesome the way it's spelled out.
I get a lot. A lot of people are like, Ryan, like Ryan, like a boy. And I'm just like, yes, of course. And a lot of people, I've even heard Rhiann, like kind of like Rhiann. And I'm just like, no, it's just Ryan.
Yeah. Actually, me being a big fan of The Office, anybody listening live who loves The Office, you rock. I actually thought your name was spelled Rain, as in Rain Wilson, who plays Dwight. That's what I thought at first.
I feel you. I love that show, too.
That show is awesome. But, hey, that's what happens on the show. We can talk about wrestling, The Office, but tonight the king wants to talk about wrestling, and that's what she's definitely going to get. Now, Miss Donner, I got to ask you. You, it's already 2020 already, which is insane. Let's go back to right now, being 2020. Now, is there something you want to do in wrestling that you didn't do back then a couple of years later? If there's something, anything in the ring or your character, is there something that you want to do now that you didn't do back then?
I think especially being in an independent circuit, I know the women in this business have come a long way it just sometimes feels kind of like we're still being pigeonholed for the guys. And I would love to just have more women main eventing, not just in KZW, but in all promotions everywhere. Like, I think that'd be great.
A really, really a good point, because you touched it pretty much on the answer to the question. We all know, I mean, Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair, they did it in WWE. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a point, you know, AEW, you know, it's going to be happening. It's just what's happening in wrestling, the women's evolution. And I've had a whole bunch of guests on the show, and I told them I'm really happy in what you ladies are doing, because you ladies can show, just like the men, that you can main event, sell tickets, and you can do what they do. And I know you feel honored, too, every time when you wake up, you go to sleep, and you say, damn, I'm part of the women's evolution.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a blessing, for sure.
Now we were talking on the subject of the women's evolution of wrestling. Is there something you feel, of course, Ms. Ryan, that has something you have that you feel your opponents don't? Everybody's different. They bring different things to the ring. What's something you feel that you have that they don't? And I think they may hate on the king for that.
I think so. It's hard to answer that question because despite being a bad guy in the ring, I do have a lot of humility and a lot of self-consciousness about it too. But my thing is, when I started off with the king gimmick, it was to kind of like break a familial feeling that, hey, guys, you can't just be king, so can we. And I think that sometimes that might be intimidating to either my opponents or some of the guys in the locker room, who knows. But it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, and I would think that, you know, some people and you know, fans may look at that. Some people, your opponents, any promotion you come across may say, you know, why is she calling herself the king? But, you know, we're all equals. And I pretty much break it down in a way that this is a free country. Do what you do that you feel is best going to be able to help you and get your career going to the next level. And it seems like you're absolutely doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, of course, we have to talk about in 2019, which flew by. Now, I'm going to call this segment, Let's Finish This. Now, in 2019, in your mind, your career, .. Finish that in ways you feel like your career turned out last year.
Oh, it took off, absolutely. I started training. I'm still pretty green, let's be real. But I started training in either March or April. I'm not too sure about that. And then by October, I started doing shows. I started managing, and now I'm actually working shows. It was definitely the year of Donner, 2019.
And actually, Ms. Donner, when you said you're still in the stages of your wrestling career where you're green, and I'm sure there's people listening live to the show who wants to follow in your footsteps and be in the ring, if you can reach out and tell them right now, if they're in the pre-stages of being green or about there, like what, I mean, you're pretty much beyond that. You're getting past that. But somebody who's in the pre-stages of being green, what would you tell them just so they know that it doesn't jeopardize their career or, you know, a roadblock doesn't hit it? What would you have to say to them?
If it's something you want to do, absolutely do it. Don't listen to anyone who tells you that you can or can't. I'm obviously a bigger girl, let's be real. It took me about 5 or 6 months to be able to finally foot bump for hip tosses and stuff like that. And no one had ever, like, pigeonholed me about it. They had never told me that I couldn't do it. It was just in the back of my mind that I couldn't. And then when I finally did it, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. So if you want it, go for it. There's nothing that can stop you except you.
No doubt. Because, I mean, and it really pretty much, even, I always say, even if you're not in wrestling, life's definitely too short. Do what you got to do. But mostly talking about wrestling, because that's what we do here in Between the Ropes Radio. We talk about wrestling. But especially, I mean, I'll always say, and we, you know, I'm sure, you know, Ms. Brian can tell you the same thing. I mean, nobody wants to get hurt because you never know. Tomorrow is never promised, especially, you know, in a tough sport like professional wrestling. Like Ms. Brian said, go out and do it and make the best of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we pretty much fast forward to 2020. We're going to finish, of course, the segment. Now, your career this year, you feel will be ... in the way you're seeing things play out.
I'm hoping it will be phenomenal. I took a bit of a break, and I got petty about it, and I was like, no, King Donner's retired. I'm not coming back. And now I'm finally back. I made my comeback last weekend, and I think the only way I can go is up now.
Yeah, and I think I know a lot of wrestlers have done it. I mean, I'm really pretty certain up to this point of, you know, being a wrestling fan, wrestling podcasts, or anything, you know, that pretty much I'm gonna throw in there. I think you need that either to rest your body or and sometimes just retool your character that you bring to the ring.
Oh yeah, I bruised my ribs, and then I torn my intercostal muscle around that rib that got bruised, and it wasn't something that I couldn't work through. That I think my body just got so exhausted, I was just like, that it was telling me, you need to take a break now.
Yeah, and actually, how long for your, you know, you had to take some rest. How long did it take you to pretty much get through the injury? How long did that come about for you to get back into the ring? How long was your, rehab?
It happened in mid-December, I'm pretty sure, and the last show I worked was, I think, January 4th or 5th. So I came back last weekend on, what was it, the 1st? So it was about like a month and a half of kind of working through it and then just doing nothing for the rest of the rehab time.
But actually, the thing you have to look at too, I'm pretty sure all the time you had off to, you know, get through your injury, I'm sure you were probably, I'm sure every performer has, they like to, anything, I mean, even a movie star or anything, you'd be a teacher and go back and listen to your lectures, if you know that well may be. I'm sure you're probably recuperating. You probably went back and watched clips of your matches just to get better. I mean, I can see talent doing that. I mean, is that the case for you well?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time watching stuff, and I was able to talk to some of the guys from the locker rooms I've been in and get pro tips from them, what to do, what not to do. And like, I think that's the best thing. Like, I've worked with some guys who've been working in the business for 17 years, and I can even teach them stuff, and they teach me stuff, too.
And that's really what it's all about, too, being a family. I mean, you have people willing to pretty much help you. I mean, you're doing the same thing and you're helping them. And that's what it's all about, because you want to get better just as well as your opponent. And that's pretty much what it all comes down to. I always feel you can't really, you're not going to get better until you receive criticism, which we all don't sometimes. I mean, sometimes people don't take criticism as good as others, but you're pretty much, you got that ear out where you want to get better.
Yeah. I love hearing criticism from either my peers or fans or whoever. Like, if they think I've done something that was really crappy, I want to be told, like, right then, right there, hey, that was, like, absolute crap. You need to fix it.
Now, of course, tonight is the big return of Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening on this Friday night, of course. And this episode, you definitely want to respect, because the lady that I have on live right now, I respect her, because I ain't trying to get beat up. I respect her. You better respect her too. Of course, I'm talking about from the one and only, from Kentucky's own wrestling, Miss Ryan Donner is my guest. And if you got any questions for her, this is her first ever wrestling podcast. You can call in live at 516-666-9868. You're listening live to Between the Ropes Radio, of course. And, of course, Ms. Ryan, like I said, we have a whole bunch of fun here on Between the Ropes Radio. And we're pretty much getting to that point where I'll always do a special segment. We're going to get creative here, and it makes you think, but in a cool, fun way. Now, actually, this segment I just thought of, actually, I call this cool and creative. You know, got to yell at a slide off the tongue. But now, are you this creative question? Are you ready for it? Because you're probably like, oh, what's he going to talk about? But are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here's the question. Now, a huge, gigantic wrestling tour based on you is going down, traveling all over the world. Going back and thinking in your mind, what would you call the tour?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. We could call it Mrs. Wrestling's Cavalcade of... I don't even know. Dang, you put me on the spot. I didn't expect this. Daughter Mania, let's go with that. I have no idea.
Hey, let's go. Hey, you know, this is the part of the show where people, Miss Ryan, this is the part of the show where people say, damn it, Ty, but hey, whatever works, I'll take that as an answer. I mean, there's been times where people in the past, they like, hey, I'll post on Facebook and get back to you. So I'm like, hey, but but it's all fun. That's how we do it here on the show. But hey, that's a simple answer. Yeah. but it's not over now. We got the name of the tour down. Now, one wrestler out there, anyone, who would it be that would headline this tour with you? Any wrestler?
Oh man, Kevin Sullivan about 30 years ago, probably.
Awesome. Hey, I can't beat that answer. You definitely cannot beat that answer. And that's the thing. There's so many wrestlers out there, but hey, that's I just thought of that segment for the night for the show. So everybody listening live, and as well as I hope definitely Ms. Ryan, I hope everybody liked the name that this segment. So hey, I try. But now this I got to ask you pretty much, Ms. Ryan, off the blue. When I saw your Facebook and your pictures and everything, if I'm not mistaken, you have like a tattoo on like the edge of your hand. If I'm correct. And
yep.
If that's the case, did that hurt like hell when you got that?
Not particularly. My most painful tattoos were my armpit. I can only stomach one of them. And then my ankle probably hurt the worst, too.
Absolutely. And now the biggest thing of all, and I watched some of the matches from the promotion. I was very impressed with what I've seen. Now, the big one, and I'm sure you've earned tons of respect for this promotion. You're doing big things there. Now, what does Kentucky Zone Wrestling do, in your opinion, to earn respect from the fans? What do you feel they do differently than everybody else?
I think we always have a good show, or at least try to at the very least. Very good talent. We have amazing talent. Dakota, J-Mac, we have Rebecca Cage, Michelle Myers, all great people. Larry McCoy, Tony Corral, so many people, really. We always try to have a good time. All of our good guys go out during intermission. We hang out with fans, take pictures. It's always a fun time.
And that's the best thing, like you said, too. It's all about a fun time. You guys take the time. I know every promotion does this, but some promotions may do it differently than others. But you guys take the time out. And the key thing is for the fans. I mean, you take pictures, meet and greets. And I'm pretty sure you guys doing that, and I'm sure in a pretty much really cool way, that's why they keep coming back. Well, I mean, because you're there, of course. But that's why they keep coming back to see Kentucky's own wrestling.
For sure, yeah.
And you know what? I got to say, between the Ropes Radio and here on the show, you never know what's going to happen. And you know what? This is just like out of nowhere question. I'm definitely going to ask Ms. Ryan about this. We talked about it before. She's an Office fan. I love The Office. So this question is kind of nowhere. Now, I'm going to ask you this, Ms. Ryan. Now, if you if you had to choose probably one person in the office who probably drove you crazy, if there was one who drove you crazy, who would you probably step in the ring with? One character on the show that probably drove you insane.
I'm going to have to say Kevin.
Kevin, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about him. I'm just like, I can't stand him.
Yeah, I try to do his voice, but Michael, you know how he talks. but he's like, Angela, I thought you brought brownies, you know.
I have no idea why I have such a hatred for Kevin. I have like the same kind of feelings about Angela too. So.
Angela's up there, and I mean, if anybody listening live too, definitely call in and say who you think too. Because I mean, this show is up and down, but that's why, you know, we do it here on the show. For me, I probably have to say Andy. For me, Andy, I probably have to say Andy.
I do not like Andy.
Like, I mean, Andy tries to go. He tries to go beyond. I mean, if somebody says to you, hey, Ryan, you know, how's it going? Or what's up? You say nothing. Then, you know, you talk to Andy, he goes, nothing. Like, you know, he tries to go.
Hey, you know, I didn't tell the answers. It's Andy.
And Andy.
Yeah.
Now, definitely, I want to say, of course, Miss Ryan, that this is your first ever wrestling podcast. I'm definitely proud of you. I'm sure everybody listening live, your friends, your family, I'm sure Kentucky's on wrestling is listening to this podcast as well. And I talked about it at the start of the show that you have a huge night tomorrow. And can you tell all the pathetic weak links, as you say, and about tomorrow night, because it's kind of like a date night and a fight night. What's going on tomorrow night? Something big's going down tomorrow night. You want to tell all the listeners about what's up for tomorrow night?
Something big is definitely going down. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I don't have the proper inside information just yet. But something big is going to happen. We're going to have all of our girls on the show, so we're very excited about that. Katie Knox is returning, and I love her more than anything in this world. I'm making my return to Shockville in Somerset, Kentucky, so I'm very excited about that too.
You heard the lady. I'll take it back. You heard, of course, what the King said. She is making her return tomorrow night, of course, because you got, of course, like they always do, tear the roof off the place. Kentucky's Own Wrestling, the Bombshells tomorrow night, going to get down, tear the roof off the place, in which, hey, you can't beat a Saturday night when Kentucky's Own Wrestling is in the house. And of course, Miss Ryan, is any other dates you want to share with the listeners?
I will be appearing in Nicholasville for WCCW, possibly, Sunday as well. So it's just a possibility. We don't know quite yet.
And I guess to follow whatever you're doing in the ring, fans can follow your Facebook page?
Of course, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the lady first. Of course, my live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio from Kentucky's Own Wrestling, the one and only, say it again, the one and only, the King, Miss Ryan Donner was my live guest. And Ms. Ryan, thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule to join your boy, Ty Asbury, for your first ever wrestling podcast on Between the Ropes Radio. I want to thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, and I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. And I always say God bless, kick butt in the ring, and stay safe and be happy.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, you have a great night.
You too.
Before I close out this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, fans, gather for this.
Between the Ropes
Everyone,
Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio has 30% off for you with Muscle Sport. Listen to this. Use capital AFF minus symbol capital the ropes 10. 30% off on any purchase on MuscleSport.com. Definitely, I got you for the hookup. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening live to Between the Ropes Radio. This is your boy Ty Asbury. I'm out. Peace. The number one radio show, this what we know, to be the best in action in the shows. Between the Ropes Radio Show, Between the Ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we know, just to be in action in the shows. Between the Ropes Radio.